USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the NCAA's strict limits on compensating college athletes violate antitrust law, a decision that could have broad ramifications for the future of college sports. The White House wants more details about bipartisan talks on an infrastructure compromise in the Senate.
An idea that's been floating around there that certainly the president would not support is a gas tax, which would raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year. We're just not going to stand for that, and we're not going to accept that.
On CBS This Morning, Press Secretary Jen Psaki also urging senators to advance a big bill on voting rights this week. Cleanup efforts continue in a Chicago suburb after a tornado blew through last night. The National Weather Service confirming a large and extremely dangerous tornado touched down near Woodridge. Debris was scattered across the interstate and power lines and buildings were damaged. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for local residents and border agents. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto addresses some of the misconceptions Americans have regarding the recent immigration surge on Fox Business.
People have this false sense that the drugs that come in, the individuals that are coming in illegally, they're staying on our southern border, and they're not. They're affecting everyone throughout the country. They're affecting your school system. They're affecting, you know, the medicals. There's so many things, domino effects that are created because of that.
Major League Baseball pitchers now must undergo a check to make sure they're not doctoring baseballs. The MLB's crackdown starts Monday and includes the possibility of fines and suspensions. If a player refuses an inspection, they could be ejected. The rule comes in an effort to potentially curtail pitchers' dominance this season. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former FDA director has a dire warning regarding COVID-19 and a new variant.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for about 10% of new cases in the United States, after the strain first identified in India became the dominant strain in the UK. The more transmissible strain is already causing hotspots of infections in rural parts of Missouri and Kansas. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that forecasters expect Delta to lead to a surge in cases in the fall.
They are predicting that in a scenario where we only get to about 75% of the eligible population vaccinated and have a 60% more transmissible variant, which this new Delta variant may be 60% more transmissible than 117, they do show an upsurge of infection and reaching a peak of around 20% of the infection that we reached last winter. So about 20% of the peak in January, we will hit in the fall at some point. I think that's probably an aggressive estimate. I don't think it will be quite that dire. But when you do look at those estimates, you see it varies widely between states.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Americans say the pandemic prompted them to make smarter decisions when it comes to their money. Northwestern Mutual's Planning and Progress survey says 32% of Americans buckled down financially. Nearly 1 in 5 adults say they had no financial plan prior to the pandemic. However, more than 80% say they created one or made changes to it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.